Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We go east side. It's Morgan in Concord. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. You ever been to Squire's Castle?
No, boy.
How funny. I was there yesterday.
Oh, guess what?
Oh, boy.
Guess what?
Oh, no.
Morgan of Concord.
What?
So was I. And my 10-year-old daughter and my wife, and I was going on the 0.35-mile loop path, and I just left because we got lost. Jeez. In the woods of Squire's Castle. I was lost and also saw a 6-foot snake. That's coming up at 8:05. So I probably saw you on the path, and we asked for directions. We probably saw you, so thank you for your lovely directions.
Is the path confusing, Morgan?
A little bit, yeah.
I understand why they moved. Well, Squire and Mrs. Squire moved out of there because they got path loss.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. I understand
six
why Mrs.
Snakes.
Squire wanted out of that castle. All right, enough of that. All right, Morgan, please ask Jen to leave the room and we'll start the game.
Please leave the room, Jen.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Morgan.
I'm glad you said that you get a little bit, like it could be a little sus, those paths. There's no way that loop's 0.35 miles. I think they mean 3.5 miles. I think that the dot, yeah. I think that the tenth is off. All right, anyway, you know how the game works. I'm going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. You do the best of your ability within the timer to answer the questions the way that you can. We are rooting for you. We want you to win. When you are done, I'll play a quick song so I can let Jen know it's her turn to come to the studio and ask the same or answer the same five questions. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. We are all rooting for you. We begin with question number one, and we're going to begin with Netflix because it's a big deal. The animated musical K-pop Demon Hunters ruled the North American box office this weekend while only being shown in 37% of the theaters in the United States. Now, my question to you, the seventh most popular movie on Netflix currently is which golf movie starring Adam Sandler that was released in July of this year?
Happy Gilmore 2.
All right, we're going to move to question number two. Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi announced last week that they welcomed their first child via adoption this summer. Over the weekend, the new mom was spotted with the initials RWB on her phone case, sparking rumors that maybe those are the baby's initials. Who is Jake Bon Jovi's dad?
John Bon Jovi.
Let's go with question number three. Lyle and Eric Menendez have both been denied parole after hearings last week. Their next chance at parole comes in 3 years. Who is older? Is it Lyle Menendez or is it Eric Menendez?
Lyle.
Let's go with Lyle for the answer for question number three. As we move to question number four, we move to Sabrina Carpenter. She took a pause from her current album to say happy 1 year to Short and Sweet and credited that album for connecting her to so many beautiful people and so many beautiful places. Now, there were five songs that were released from that album, from the album Short and Sweet. Name one of them that is not named Espresso.
Espresso. Taste.
Let's go with question number 5. Austin Butler, Zoe Kravitz, something going on there. They were spotted looking close in Paris after their film premiere, fueling romance rumors. We'll keep an eye on what's happening. Now, Austin Butler was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis. He did not win. He lost to Brendan Fraser for his role in which film?
The Whale.
All right, we're going to see how you did with those 5 questions. Better than I did in the woods, Squire's Castle.
Morgan of Concord got all 5 correct.
What?
Oh,
5. Holy cow.
Correct.
Great job, Morgan.
Today.
Wow.
Dominating that game. I'm glad that happened because she also got stuck in the woods.
Did you?
No, she didn't get stuck in the woods, but we shared the same woods yesterday.
You did share the woods. Did you see a 6-foot snake, too?
No.
No
way.
Morgan. It was black. It slithered across that path, and it looked over at me.
It looked at you?
No, my wife and daughter were in front of me. So they looked at them just for a quick second. They're like, do I want one of them?
For protection?
Yeah. They said, you know what? Do I want one of them as a snack for this little...
The snake thought that of your wife and daughter?
Looked over.
You were able to read its mind in that fashion?
And it just kept slithering.
Wow.
And you know how I protected them?
How?
Got out my phone, tried to take a quick picture.
That's exactly what you do.
All
right. a snake might eat my daughter, but I got a photo.
Hold on a second. Hang on, Iz.
Smile.
I don't have things gripping tight. Same 5 questions we asked Morgan a minute ago. All that, and it was still a horrible picture. Netflix animated musical K-pop Demon Hunters ruled the North American box office this weekend while only being shown in 37% of the theaters in the United States. Now, the 7th most popular movie on Netflix currently is which golf movie starring Adam Sandler that was released in July of this year?
Happy Gilmore 2.
It was Happy Gilmore 2. As we move to question number 2, and Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi announced last week that they welcomed their first child via adoption this summer. We actually talked about that last week. But over the weekend, the new mom was spotted with the initials RWB on her phone case, which sparked rumors maybe those are the baby's initials. Guess we'll find out. Who is Jake Bon Jovi's dad?
John Bon Jovi.
Of course that is John Bon Jovi. We move to question number 3. Lyle and Eric Menendez denied parole after the hearings last week. Their chance at parole, their next chance anyway, comes up in 3 years. Who is older?
Ooh.
Is it Lyle Menendez or is it Eric Menendez?
It's Lyle.
It is Lyle Menendez. It is. As we move to question number 4, Sabrina Carpenter, and she actually paused from her current album to say happy 1 year to her album Short and Sweet, creating so many and connecting her to so many beautiful people and places. She posted that on Instagram. Now, there were 5 singles that were released from that album, from her album Short and Sweet. Name one of them that is not named Espresso.
Taste.
Taste would be one of them. You have Please, Please, Please. You have Taste. You have Bad Chem and Juno. Those are all the ones, along with Espresso, that were released as singles from that album. You were 4 for 4. You get this one. You tie. You miss it. You lose. A lot of pressure on question 5.
Thank you, Tim.
Austin Butler, Zoe Kravitz. Something happening there.
Ooh.
They were spotted looking awful close in Paris after their film premiere, fueling some romance rumors.
Oh, boy.
Something going down. Austin Butler was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis, but lost to Brendan Fraser for his role in which film?
The Whale.
That was The Whale. 5 for 5. You both dominated the game, so I guess I'm going to go back to question number 3.
Hate the tiebreaker.
Well, you both guessed it, and you were correct. We both knew it, and you were correct. Lyle is the older of the two brothers.
Oh.
I want you to guess Lyle Menendez's age without going over. Closest to his actual age without going over. The timer is involved. Morgan, you will guess guess the age within the timer. Jen's going to write down her answer. Here is your timer.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
48
years old, Gentui.
47.
He is 57 years old.
No way! Oh, my goodness.
They've been in jail a long time.
Great job,
Eric,
Morgan.
54, by the way, if you want to know. Lyle, 57 years old, which means that is a Morgan Monday. That is a perfect 5 for 5.
Excellent.
Nice job, Morgan.
Well done. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you.
That means the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt, that is going to be in Concord. Also, the Apex Skin $50 gift card, that is also going to be in Concord. That is also going to be yours.
And so you're
can
qualified
take
for that Apex Skin grand prize, too. So make sure when you get your shirt, you send us a shirt selfie, okay?
Will do.
Great. Great job. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name's Morgan from Concord and I Trump Tui.
Brandon, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you today?
Good, man. You play, ready to play around a Trump Tui?
Of course.
All right. That's what I like to hear. All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck,
there
Brandon.
There you go. Brandon's ready. Jen's leaving the room. You know, I'm going to ask you 5 questions as soon as she gets out of the room. You answer them to the best of your ability. Obviously, there is a timer involved. When you are done, then we'll bring Jen back into the room and ask her the same 5 questions to see if you can trump Tui. That did happen earlier. Let's see if it can happen again. We're rooting for you. Let's begin with question number 1. We're going to begin with Lady Gaga as she kicked off the string of performances at Madison Square Garden. This happened on Friday after performing her song Die With a Smile. She reflected on being back in her hometown of New York. So Die With a Smile is a duet with Lady Gaga and which other well-known singer?
Bradley Cooper.
Let's go with Bradley Cooper. Question number 2. Cleveland got a new famous hometown connection. So South Park revealed that Towley, which is the smoking talking towel, apparently is officially from Cleveland. So the fictional town of South Park is set in which actual state?
Colorado.
Question number 3. Campbell's and Pabst Blue Ribbon have gotten together to introduce 2 new soup varieties that are infused with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Huh. Maybe a possible Tasty Tuesday. So the 2 are Campbell's Chunky Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer Cheese with Potatoes and Campbell's Beef Bacon and Beer Chili with Beans. Which was established first? Was it the Pabst Brewing Company or was it Campbell's Soup?
Campbell's Soup.
Let's go with question number 4. Kevin Jonas just gave fans a major surprise. For the first time ever, he performed his solo track, Changing. And fans were especially hyped because Kevin is the only brother who hasn't released a solo single until now. So my question to you, which Jonas brother released his solo song, Work It Out, back in 2024?
Nick Jonas.
Let's go with Nick Jonas for question number four. As we move to question number five, it seems that the Dexter franchise finally has taken its first L. While the original series, Dexter, is considered by many to be one of the greatest TV series of all times, Dexter Original Sin will not be getting a second season. In what city does the original Dexter take place?
Miami.
All right. We're going to see how you did with those five questions.
Continue with the round of Chuck Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. We have Brandon at Broadview Heights answering five questions a minute ago. Brandon, you got two correct today.
Good job, Brandon.
Two correct today. We'll see if it holds up, and then it'll be back. Back-to-back losses, we'll see what happens. Same five questions I asked Brandon just a minute ago. We begin with question number one. We begin with Lady Gaga kicking off a string of performances at Madison Square Garden on Friday. After performing her song Die With a Smile, she reflected on being back in her hometown. Now, Die With a Smile is a duet with which other well-known singer?
Bruno Mars.
That would be Bruno Mars. As we move to question number two, Cleveland just got a new famous hometown connection. South Park revealed that Tally, that smoking, talking towel, apparently officially from Cleveland. The fictional town of South Park is set in which actual state?
I don't know. Nevada.
Not Nevada.
Utah.
It was not Utah.
California.
Not California.
Just tell me. Montana.
Colorado. Out that way, but it's in Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado is where it's set. As we move to question number three and file this under, I don't know if this is filed under.
No.
I'm uncertain. I'm uncertain. Campbell's, Pabst Blue Ribbon. See this?
Oh, the beer soup?
Yeah. Gotten together. That's a good way. Beer soup. So Campbell's Chunky and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cheese with potatoes is one of them.
That and, is okay.
Right?
Because you eat a beer cheese soup.
And here's the other one. Yeah, I don't think I hate either of these. And Campbell's Beef Bacon and Beer Chili with Beans. That's the other one. Possible Tasty Tuesday? No?
The cheese soup, maybe.
You don't like the other one?
I don't know.
Is it the beans? Is it the beer chili? Is it the bacon?
It feels more weird to me. It's the vibe.
Which was established first? Was it the Pabst Brewing Company or was it Campbell's Soup?
It was Campbell's Soup.
It was not Campbell's.
It was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That is the case.
That is.
Question number four. Kevin Jonas just gave fans a major surprise. First time ever, he performed his solo track Changing. What's the big deal is fans were especially hyped because he's the only brother who has not released a solo single until now. Which Jonas brother released his solo song Work It Out in 2024?
That is Joe Jonas.
It is Joe Jonas.
I didn't even know Kevin could sing, because doesn't he just play the guitar and
so
not sing?
He was so nervous, and he, like, when he was on stage, really was clarifying himself on and on and on. Like, yeah. I'm very nervous. This is not something I do. On and on and on. So that was a big, big deal. You were tied at two right now. You need this to win. If not,
oh, really?
We go to a tiebreaker, which also happened earlier in the day. Question number five. Well, it seems that the Dexter franchise has taken its first L. While the original series is considered by many to be among the greatest TV series of all time, Dexter Original Sin will not be getting a second season. In what city does the original Dexter series take place?
That is Philadelphia.
It is not Philadelphia.
That is Pittsburgh.
I mean, that should never be guessed.
It is New York.
On this show,
it is
ever be guessed.
Chicago.
It is in Miami.
Miami.
Brandon got that one. We were tied at two, which means we're going to go to...
goodness.
We're going to go to another tiebreaker question.
I hate the tiebreaker.
Which did happen earlier. So Jen's going to write down her answer as Brandon is mentioning his answer and revealing his answer during the timer, which is still involved. It is the closest to the actual number without going over. Brandon, are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
All right, you are ready. Jen's ready. She's going to be writing down her answer. I'm going to go back to question number three. You both guessed Campbell's, but actually Pabst Blue Ribbon was founded first. I want to know how many years ago was Pabst Brewing Company founded? How many years ago was Pabst Brewing Company founded? Here is your timer. Closest to the number without going over.
160.
160 years ago, Gentui.
I said 73.
181 years ago, we got another winner. Another winner.
Good job, Brandon. You did it. You trumped me.
Can you believe that? 181 years ago. Campbell's, by the way, 156 years ago. Both
that
of them.
That is some old beer and soup.
That is old B&S.
Yeah.
That is really? Old B&S getting really? Together to make a okay. nice soup.
Feels weird.
You're getting the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. You're also getting the $50 Apex Skin gift card. Also thrown in the grand prize drawing. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Brandon from Broadview, and I just trumped Tui.
So there's a church in...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.